Hey everybody, it's the Trout, and welcome to a very special episode, podcast-only episode of the Trout Show. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to tackle the top 15 songs that are 60 years old this year. Now, there's no special order, and you may not agree with all of them, but we're going to listen to them, and we're going to analyze them and talk about each one of them. So sit back, get yourself a cup of coffee, and you know what? Or your favorite edible beverage, because coming up next, the top 15 songs that are 60 years old on this special edition of The Trout Show, coming up now. Number 15. This 60-year-old classic has probably been performed by every garage band that ever existed in the 60s. It came from a band that came out of Portland, Oregon at the time. Four guys that got together in a small studio. The microphone was hanging from the ceiling for the lead singer to sing. The singer was so young he had braces on. And the session cost between $35 and $50. They never did know that this song would be performed years later in movies. And to this day, people still think there's some lyrics that aren't repeatable. They'd be wrong. And you'll know what the first song is when you hear the first few notes. Yep, I'm talking about it. Louie Louie from the Kingsmen. Now we go to the west coast of America, where surfing and all beach things were very important for that time of the year 60 years ago. That was the kind of music that people listened to before the Beatles came on the scene. Surfing music, and this band, who still got a few members that are alive, came out with some of the great surfing songs of the time. And later, just a handful of years, they would record one of the most famous pop songs ever. Here it is. Surfing USA by only this band that could do the harmonies, the Beach Boys.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their bags. June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing, surfing USA. Hang your keys and fly
inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisades.
Number 13. This band has made more hits than any other band in the world. And this was the first song that made them famous. Recorded on October 17, 1963, this song had an advanced sales of over a million copies before it even was released. And it became their first number one song in America. What else can you say? John, Paul, George, and Ringo, The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something I think you'll understand. And I say that something inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. It's such a feeling that my love
This next song was referred to by Cashbox magazine as a hand-clapping, mashed potato-style song. And it's a warning. And it's sung by a bunch of kids, girls it is, that were talking about what it was like to be in high school back then. Don't get me into trouble, because you know what? My Boyfriend's Back by The Angels.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey!
knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
'Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Number 11. This song was recorded in 1963, released in September of that year. When he went into the studio, he heard the song, he sang it to the producers and the songwriter, and they said, "We like this song," and he actually did the vocals in one take. And it came out of an area that was well known for some famous hits from that point on. And the artist, he went on to become very famous with some of the classic hits of the 60s, in the 70s and beyond. I'm talking about that great singer, Marvin Gaye, with "Can I Get a Witness?" This next tune was one of the few cover songs, a song they didn't write, that they performed. Recorded in March of 1963, it became another huge hit for this band. And the lead singer was so unhappy with his vocals on it that he wanted to do a second take. But he couldn't because his voice was gone. You know what I'm talking about? The Beatles, Twist and Shout. Number nine. Our next song was recorded by an American girl band back in August of 1963. It took over 41 takes to get this song right. And interesting about it is the band, the Ronettes, weren't even there. Only their lead singer, Ronnie, was there at the time. The rest of the players were part of that famous backing musician group called the Wrecking Crew. And produced by, became one of the great producers of all time, Phil Spector. And it's also been played over 3 million times on radio and television since that time. One of the most popular songs ever recorded by the Ronettes, Be My Baby. Number eight. This song coming up was recorded by a duo of two guys that made surf music so popular that this song became the first surf song number one hit in America. It was co-written by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boy fame. And a lot of famous people played on this song, but people may not even know it. The guitarist on this track is a little-known guitarist back then called Glenn Campbell. In fact, Jan and Dean decided to talk to the city of Huntington Beach, California, to convince them to trademark their city as Surf City, USA, which the city did and still stands today. So up next, Jan and Dean, Surf City.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Number seven. Our next song is from a British band that made a point of saying, look, not just the Beatles from the United Kingdom. In fact, the song you're going to hear kicked out the number one song at the time, The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. This song took over as number one and stayed on the charts for a couple weeks as number one. And interesting enough, instead of using a lot of guitars, which they did, but they also put in a saxophone in the background, which was kind of unheard of by a pop group at the time. This band also went on to do a lot of famous songs that became big hits in America and beyond. I'm talking about that band, Dave Clark Five, with I'm Glad All Over.
Glad all over, so glad you're
number six. Hey, everybody, before we get to number six, if you like this show and you like this podcast, consider supporting The Trout Show. All you got to do is go to thetroutshow.com and click on the support tab. Any amount you think would be great to support us would be very helpful to keep this show going and provide you excellent entertainment value. Once again, just go to thetroutshow.com, click on the support tab, and make your donation. It would be very much appreciated. And now to number six. Our next song was recorded in October of 1963. It was recorded by a trio that started playing together when they discovered each other in the church band in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The song written by the main singer, Curtis Mayfield, who became famous on his own accord after the band broke up. He was also famous for writing songs like Gypsy Woman. It all became million-seller hits. Now up next, The Impressions, It's All Right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan, and it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Now listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. When you wake up, let's do. I'ma learn a song, make life your goal, and surely something's gotta come to you.
And say it's all right.
Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now everybody clap your hands, give yourself a chance. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. Then my rose got to go, and my love she will know from morning, noon and night.
And she's got to say it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Everybody clap your hands. Now give yourself a chance.
And now, number five. Our next song was conceived by a British singer-songwriter as he was driving to the countryside in England. The original title of the song was called 17. He came up with the theory, came up with the composition, then he went back home, and over the next few days, he wrote the rest of the song on an acoustic guitar. He brought in his famous co-writer, and they finished it up. The interesting thing about this song, it was originally played in Germany before it was recorded, which was in February of 1963. The bass line is one of the most famous bass lines in a rock song, and the person that plays the bass says he stole it from another artist, Chuck Berry. I don't know, but I think it's still one of the coolest bass lines ever. And I'm talking about Paul McCartney and the Beatles with I Saw Her Standing There.
One, two, three, four! Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Oh,
number four. Our next song was recorded in May of 1963. It was a cover of a cover of a cover, you could say, because it had been recorded by three other artists before this artist took it to number one. The band that accompanied this artist was Burt Bacharach and his orchestra, who became very famous on his own for his songwriting skills. He became a teen idol also with this song, and it also became the title of a very famous movie many years later. I'm talking about the one and only Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue.
Number three. Our next song, recorded in February 1963, was from an artist that had over 30 top 40 hits during his short career as a musician. He wrote the song while he was in England on tour at a hotel that didn't allow female guests. So that's probably what started him thinking about the title of the song, Sam Cooke, Another Saturday Night.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Sounding mighty good, another Saturday.
Number two. Our next song was actually made famous by a trio, but it was the artist that wrote the song became one of the most prolific and famous songwriters for the 20th century, still going strong to this day. The song was considered a protest song when it was released in August of 1963, picked up by Peter, Paul, and Mary, who made it famous. The artist who wrote the song made $50,000 in a day's money for just writing it and on the royalties. The song? Simply by Robert Zimmerman, also known as Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Number one. We round out our top 15 of songs that are 60 years old with another Beatles song. Yeah, they were a bunch of prolific guys, weren't they? This song was recorded in July of 1963. Not a big message, kind of a simple little tune, but it was the three words, the hook as we call in the songwriter business, that made this song so famous. Simple words called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And that's where it took it to the top with the Beatles. She loves you.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not the hurting kind. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be. You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, this special episode of the Trout Show podcast, where we talked about the top 15 songs in 1963 that are now 60 years old. For more information about the Trout Show, please visit our website at thetroutshow.com to hear all our podcasts, see all our videos, and learn about everything we're doing. So until the next time, people, you never know what's going to come up next on the Trout Show podcast. Get yourself an adult beverage, sit back, and enjoy your life. Until next time, this is The Trout. See ya.